Good morning to you all who's ever listening to this. Welcome to Born Intelligent, Rising to Heal. I've been absent for a while, only because I've been exhausted. My work schedule is crazy. Where I am in the world, the region that I'm in, the city that I'm in, the state that I'm in, this weather is as if I'm in New York or something like that. It's crazy. Storming outside. It's dark when I leave and dark when I get home. And then I gotta do it over again the next day. Y'all know how it is. The workflow. It don't stop. The beauty of having your own business or owning your own is case in point, right? You don't have to clock in or, you know, answer to nobody. But I'm grateful. I'm highly grateful. Always try to be in gratitude mode. So as I said, I missed some days. I didn't do the program as scheduled, but I wanted to get it in just this weekend. So today is Tuesday, January 23rd. It's very early in the morning, but my client's asleep, so this is a good time for me to get on here. So I'm feeling conflicted a little. But as I said, always in gratitude mode. Without conflict or without struggle, there can be no ease. There can be no growth. So the challenges that I am faced with, I'm learning to deal with them. You know, learning to deal with personalities. Different personalities, different energies, and learning. This is just an opportunity for me to learn my growth, the way that I grow. It's like you watering your plant, nurturing your plants. That's how I have to do with my soul and my spirit. I have to be careful about who I choose, or be careful about who I allow into my space, because it's going to either add to me or not. So that's where I am now, in my continuing to develop. It's always about development and growth and evolving, and in order for me to keep evolving, I have to always be in that elevating state with the not only with prayer but also with meditation. And the best time to do that is when everybody is asleep, so you can get that focus, you can hear the quiet, and you can get answers that you need. That's the perfect time. So I'm feeling grateful. And when I say conflicted, only because, you know, on a personal level, in my personal life, I'm dealing with a lot. Try not to let it get to me, and try not to take it personal. But being that, you know, these are blood relatives who I am in my primary environment now, sharing the same space, it's, you know, it hurts, you know, it hurts. But they have their own journey, you know, so I'm just getting my popcorn, watching a movie, because it's a movie to me, you know. And as I said, I was telling my dear mother, as long as you don't write me in a script, we good. Like, stay out, you know, be in your little bubble, you know, living your, you know, creating your narrative or whatever it is that you claim to be, that you represent, however you live, live it over there. Because when you're in my space, there's a certain behavior, a certain expectation that I welcome. That I welcome a certain expectation. You have to be on the level, you know, not like I'm at a higher level, but you have to match this energy. And right now, it's not matching. The frequencies are all like out of order. You know, there's no unity, no tawhid, no wholeness within the group, if I could explain it like that. So, I am, since this podcast is about, you know, introducing tools to have healthier mentalities / mental health, it's important to stay on that journey for me and for others, to stay on that journey in creating a healthier mentality within yourself, you know. And as I spoke before, this is about in order to do that, in order to establish that, you know, the dietary thing, watching what we eat, watching how we think, and that comes with the influence, who we allow to influence us, which is very, very interesting, because what I'm learning, just by being, you know, in the same household as others who allows themselves to be influenced by whoever, you know, it's important to just know how that works, you know, and it could happen with anyone. It also can be, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing, for you to be influenced by others, but not influenced in such a way to take your power away from you. Not influenced in a way that deters you from your value system, in honoring your principles, you know, things like that, or not things like that. I said I'm not gonna say things like that because that needs to be defined. So I'm going to say having influencers can be a good thing or not so much of a good thing, because it can take you away from yourself, that will in turn cause you not to think for yourself. And I believe the term is called handlers, H-A-N-D-L-E-R-S, or without the S. You people are sent to handle you, to handle a person, to keep them in check, to keep them in the space that the influencer wants them to be in. Because once you start thinking for yourself, that person or those individuals no longer has the power to control you, to manipulate and to deceive. So that's what I mean by influencer. You know, that influence is very, very powerful. And when I was reading about the four elements this morning, I shared it on my page, on my Facebook page, that is, because I share a lot of the things that I learn on my social media, although, you know, a lot of people don't.
comment, you know, probably one or two people will like, but I want to create an exchanging a dialogue around the things that I post, because I don't just be on social media to get likes or to feel relevant or whatever, but the elements, okay, about the water, about the wind, about fire, and about the material earth, the creation, the called earth that we live in, that we are dwelling in this temporarily, this primary space that we live in as far as on a universal level. But what's so beautiful about these four elements is that they are in us. The things that we see in creation are in us. So we have the ability as humans to travel or to journey into other dimensions. However, there are certain that we need to be careful in going into, like that dark world. But I'm speaking about spaces to where we can get information from. We can go into certain portals by way of the creator of the heavens and the earth. We are allowed to go in certain portals beyond this earth to get the answers that we need in order to continue on with this evolutionary growth that we are can go to, can enter in, you know, because as far as the earth, we are made from the earth. So when we pass on, when we transition, our bodies are going back to those places in the earth that we're made up of, i.e. the vehicle. Our bodies are a vehicle, but what's real is the soul and the spirit. That's what's real when you think about the element of wind. Wind is, I want to word it correctly. I don't want to misconstrue my words. But we are influenced by the wind. And I know that wind and spirit can be, can coincide with each other in a way that they're, you know, human spirit, the way that they're influenced by the wind, it can go into the air, and then we breathe the air, so we can be breathing in or taking in those spirits that can be influencers, you know, and no telling, you know, who, where their information is coming from, you know. So my thing is, I want to get the information from the source creator, from, you know, from my maker. I want to get my information from the source, which will favor me or put me in a position to live right, to think healthy. You know, when you are in toxic environments, those, if you allow it, those energies can dictate your day, how your day is going to go, if you allow that into your spirit. You know, if you allow, when I say that, I mean toxicity, falsehood, you know, things that are relative to what's going on in the world, watching the news, watching, you know, bullcrap on TV that's not good for your mental health.
So I just want to be careful about that. But these four elements are very important. God, I got a toothache. Damn, toothaches are... I have to go to the dentist. But my point is those four elements are very important for us to pay attention to. Because as I said, the sun is in us, the wind is in us, you know, the earth, of course, and the fire is in us. And on a, what is it, the level of living, or the level of in bringing these elements into to benefit you on earth, or benefit you as a universal being, we just have to understand that the fire is relative to the intellect. You know, the fire, it can be good or it can be bad for you. We have to know how to control the fire, i.e. Speaking of the fact that some of us, our intellect can be everywhere like wildfire, because when we learn something new, we're excited. We, you know, instead of, you know, doing more research or having the knowledge or the wisdom to know that you're not the only one that knows this information, or you are not the only one who has a relative important or relevant perspective on things. You know, there is certain levels of the intellect that can be everywhere, as in wildfire, you know. So we want to keep that intellect calm like fire, the fire like a lit candle. You know, we don't want wildfires, you know, having our intellect ever thinking we know everything. So just know that fire is intellect, relative to intellect. Water is relative to emotion, balanced emotion. I was reading about water this morning. The water, when it's tampered with, when you know, bother water, if you don't let it stand still, or you just let it be in the original form that it's in, then you won't have any emotional instability or whatever. But as soon as that water is like tampered with, then you know, you run into all kind of problems. Like me, I'm an emotional person. You know, I'm sensitive, but I'm not too sensitive. People say that I'm too sensitive, but I do think that's a scapegoat to avoid, you know, to avoid the conversation, or to avoid to address what needs to be addressed. So in order to avoid having conversations and really keeping it organic, like keeping it real, real for real, the thing is, like, you too emotional, you being over emotional, you know, whatever. I'm sensitive to a degree, but I don't wear my feelings on my sleeve. I don't do that. So the thing about water is that it could be manipulated and tampered with. I wrote an article called What is Social Justice, which I will be posting again to get some feedback on it. But what I was, you know, I'm a word person, so I break up words, i.e. mnemonics. And the word is justice. When we become too arrogant or cocky in our intellect, thinking we know everything, the water can become ice. It can be frozen. And when, but it also, ice melts, but people are so hard thinking that, you know, it's good to be hard, show you ain't no punk, you know, all this and that, to where the heart becomes like a rock. And then it's just in froze mode, you know. So anyway, I'll be posting that. So look on the verse place. The verse place of .wordpress.com. You can find that article on that platform. So that's about water. So we want water to flow in its organic state. You know, we don't want to turn hard like ice. So that's water. So now we're going to spell out fire water. So we're going to speak about what's relative to wind, which is spirit, I believe. Yeah, it's spirit. So our spirit can dictate our energy. I also wrote an article about that element too. I can't quite explain that the way that I want to right now, but know that wind is relative to human spirit. And then lastly, we did fire, water. You know what? Instead of saying wind, I'm going to say air, because air is the element. So air is relative to spirit, like what we put out into the universe. We breathe in those intangible or intangible elements. When I say that, things that we cannot see, but we feel. We feel it, but we don't see it. And that is relative to the manipulation, things people put in the air. You know, we don't see it, but we feel it. It's like really bad or corrupt energy, you know. So that, I'm speaking about the four elements. So we did water, fire, air. Now we're going to talk about the earth. As I said before, when we think about what our bodies are made up of on a outer, and even, you know, our organs and things like that, these things come from the earth. This matter or this material, because the body is material, we're going to return back to the earth, which is material, the things that we see, you know. But on the level of growth, like growing plants, growing flowers, growing trees even, we need to look at the earth as a garden, how we can produce out of the earth, we can reproduce. So those elements, the thing when we think about agriculture, the agriculture is in the earth. And when we take the agri off, which is very, very important, we have culture. So the things that we produce in the earth is relevant to our culture. We create culture. We create the things that we are involve ourselves with from the earth. We get food from the earth. We get the material things that we need to make things from the earth. Which can, you know, turn into businesses and, you know, you can make yourself, like, for instance, take the office, like the building, right? The things that make up that, you know, the floor plans, the, you know, the electricity, you know, just to get the office up and running. All of that comes out of the earth. You know, and then the ideas that we have, that comes from the intellect, you know, because we can think about things, think about how we're going to run our businesses, you know, things like that. Stop saying things like that. So we can, you know, we are allowed to, by way of the Creator, to come up with all of these ideas about how to run our businesses. You know, so the material part comes out of the earth, and the ideas comes from the intellect, the ideas on how to run this, run the businesses, you know, think, okay, I'm going to say it. See, I'm trying to break this habit. That is funny. I'm so funny. Okay. And so we did the water, fire, air, and the earth. So those are the four elements that we can utilize to our benefit to be better humans. And I think that, you know, when it's done proper, you know, when we consult our Maker about how to, you know, start living the way that the Creator has, or that the Creator wants us, because we have the freedom to be right. We also have the freedom to be corrupt and be conniving and deceitful, which is the majority of how this world operates. But when we receive those answers on how to be, how to live, how to eat right, how to eat to live, i.e. Elijah Muhammad wrote a book, peace be with him, on how to eat to live. And there are many, many other prominent scholars that has written books to, you know, just share information and give information. You know, we began to see things in a different way, and then the Creator gives us those answers, which, you know, again contributes to our mental well-being. So that's my stance on this. As I said, my disclaimers, I'm no professional. I'm no mental health expert. I'm no therapist. I just get on here to share information and exchange information with people, and with, you know, sharing information for someone who will listen to this, that hopefully these words can inspire them. And I also encourage people who are going through trauma in their life to consult their local hotlines on how to deal with their mental health. And also, very important, if you need medication or if you are on medication for your mental health, please continue to take it, but also use supplements, i.e. vitamins, that can, you know, like, create a balance. Just don't rely on the medication alone. Make sure you're doing alternative things that will not make you sick, or not create the enhance your condition. That's very, very important. So I want to get off here right now, but I do have a couple of announcements that I need to put. So continue to go to theverseplace.wordpress.com and read up on the latest articles. I am going to be opening up my store. Hopefully it will be up and running by the beginning of February. There are some things that I am working on around that to make it official, so you can get your born intelligent rising to heal fly gear, hoodies. I just have hoodies for now. But look out for other things to come, and you can get all of that information on theverseplace.wordpress.com. And also, continue to look out for my new book, my new children's illustration that I am working on, called Animal Form and Environmental Function, a project that I've been very passionate about for quite some time. But I'm doing so many things in addition to just trying to be consistent with my work right now that I have not been doing any editing. And that's what I need to do in addition to getting an illustrator. And I need a book cover, which are very, very important. I think somebody like me, I like to do the most hard, quote unquote, the most challenging part first to get it out the way, because the editing part, it's not so bad. I have an editor, but there's some things I need to work on in order for her to continue the work that she, you know, is hired to do. I'm really focused on finding an illustrator for this animal book that I'm doing, which is, as I said, the most challenging part. And I think that's what's keeping me away from it. But, you know, I do have the concept intact. Yeah, so look out for that. I'm going to start doing the editing today, sometime today. And also, Surviving Oakland, that is still up for purchase, if you would like to purchase. As I say all the time, you can go on Amazon, order it off there. Or you can send me an email at eye_c_us@yahoo.com if you would like to order in bulk. And if you do order in bulk, there are 12 books that come in the bulk for $160 plus shipping and handling. And you also get signed copies. And Surviving Oakland is good for teenagers who are in high school, as well as community advocates, and good for adults. It's for really all ages, I believe. And this book is a book of transparency. It's a book of my truth, because sometimes people think that they know you so well, they can tell your story. No one can tell your story better than you can. So, this is a book of epiphanies, transparency, a book of light, rawness. So, I encourage you all to purchase the book. You can also find where to purchase it on theverseplace.com. No, theverseplace.wordpress.com, rather. Yeah, so those are the announcements that I wanted to make. And also, I need to share with you all. So, I did a podcast last week, and I did it from my Chromebook. So, what I'm learning is that I have two different podcasts. I think one, like, I can put these podcasts on Spotify, but I'm learning that Spotify is different from you just starting your regular podcast. Although it's a podcast on Spotify, but the podcast that I'm doing now is not Spotify. Like, I'm not on Spotify doing it. So it's weird. I have to figure out how to have all of these episodes in one place. So, you know, in addition to other things, like, I want to do visual podcasts or video podcasts, and I have yet to learn how to do that. But what I was thinking, I might do have a YouTube channel, and it'd be ideal for me, if I want to do a video podcast, do my podcast from my YouTube and also from the phone. But it's not going to edit the right way that I want it to on my YouTube. So there's just a lot of things that I need to figure out. So what's going to happen now is that I'm going to get off this podcast and I have to get to work. But join me sometime next week. Usually I announce my podcast on Facebook, but I didn't do it. I'm going to just post it and then the people can listen if they choose or not. But this is a space where I can vent about the things that are bothering me. Although I don't get personal, I try not to, at least because I'm not a surface thinker. Because with studying this thing with mental health, I can, just look at the situation, because I know that there's a why to everything. Because I believe in the, like, things transpire, or that things are the way that they are because of a result of what one allowed to occur or go on for so long. It's just like with, you know, your illness, your physical illness. If you're going through health problems, the primary cause, and this is what the doctors don't tell you. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, but I do have a go-to person who has been in the field for over 30 years. That is the field of medicine, who is also a healer. But the primary cause is that it's something that you are allowing to happen within yourself. There are certain things that you are doing that you have done for so many years that it caused the thing that's happening now in your life. And it's the same thing, you know, I believe, which is an illness too. We create our own illnesses. We create that. And it could be a psychological illness, a mental illness, in addition to a physical illness. It can be a spiritual disruption. You have allowed, you know, a demonic spirit to enter your being that caused you to not think that it's wrong. Like, you accept this demonic force to where it's, you internalize this and you normalize it so much to where you believe that there's nothing wrong with it. And that's a sickness. So I'm going to get off here because I'm hungry. And you all have a great day. Stay warm. It's cold out there. It's storming where I'm at. It's lightning and thundering. But we have to know how to roll with these weather conditions, because we can create those storms in us, and then if we don't maintain the storm, we can create floods in ourselves, floods of confusion, corruption, floods of envy, jealousy, hatred. So I can go on and on. So thank you for listening to this. If you do, peace and love, peace and light, peace and blessings.